Last week, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris released an 82-page economic plan. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck spoke to Nevada's Democratic treasurer to learn what this could mean locally, particularly for housing.
Harris put forward several proposals related to paying for and building more housing through tax incentives. This includes a $25,000 tax credit for down payments for first-time homebuyers, and she pledged significant tax relief for home builders who construct affordable homes and sell them to working families. Treasurer Zach Conine says housing stability is economic stability.
How can we expect someone to do a great job starting up a new business if they don't know where their kids are going to sleep at night? How can we expect a 10-year-old to do well in fifth grade when they're bouncing back and forth between weekly motels?
The Harris-Walz campaign has also called for the construction of 3 million new housing units. In Nevada, more than 113,000 rental units are needed for households earning less than half of the area median income, according to the Nevada Housing Coalition. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.